Lightning 100 with the Revivalists, and oh no, we are 6 minutes here into the 2 o'clock hour. Lieutenant Dan live in the Lightning 100 studio, excited to bring in Bedouin. How's it going today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Spoiled rotten, having fun. Yeah. Just playing great tunes on the radio, and been looking forward to this for a while. This is the season finale of Musicians Corners.
Oh,
spring,
yeah, that's
season.
Right. It's the last one.
Which, I mean, we're at the beginning of summer, so it's good to wrap up your spring season by now, I think.
Sounds right, yeah.
And you're headlining out there tonight. We love this series. It's so great. And we're big fans of you here at the radio station.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. Feelings mutual.
Awesome. So, it's going to be a good one. The music starts at 5 o'clock this evening. Some folks out there we love. Robbie Hecht is playing. He's our local artist of the week. So we've had him in heavy rotation all this week, gearing up for this. And Bedouin is going to take the stage at 7:55 tonight, just around 8 p.m. out there. It's a free all ages show at Centennial Park. You just dropped the new record, Bird Songs of a Killjoy. Mm-hmm. We're excited to hear about that. I think we're going to play a track from the new album and hoping that you'd play one live for us right now.
I would love to. Nothing would make me happier.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about this song.
This song is called One More Time, and it was the latest single off the record. And I'll just play it for you.
This is Bedouin live on Lightning 100.
I don't think I could really say leaving has felt different from staying. I head to bed most nights alone and with a light. There's still no one. I'm on an island. No one else around. Waves will roll in and melt back out. I anchored you, but in the drought, am I to you some sort of chain? Are you a bird? Breaking on the notes you play. One more time, honey, one more time, I'm gonna set you free. One more time, honey, one more time, I'm gonna let you be. I'm just the shore, you're just the waves. You will roll in every few days. I'll try to draw lines in the land, but you will wash away the sand. If you move me out, can't move back again. One more time, honey, one more time, I'm gonna set you free. One more time, honey, one more time, I'm gonna let you be. I'm shoebox, oh, 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 windows for display, oh, 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 putting on a show, the last of the lonely, oh, 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 because I'm always saying, one more time. I'm gonna set you free.
Lightning 100. That is Bedouin live here in our studio. She's in town headlining tonight out at Musician's Corner, taking the stage right before 8 o'clock. It's a free family-friendly event out at Centennial Park, 5 to 9 p.m. We're back out there again on Saturday from noon to 6. John Paul White is headlining tomorrow, and he's swinging by the radio station this afternoon in the 3 o'clock hour. And that's one of the great tunes from the new album, Bird Songs of a Killjoy, just came out last Friday. One More Time. So beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, your voice is awesome. It feels like I'm going back into the 70s. And this guitar looks like it's at least from the 70s.
Oh, God. It's a lot further back, from the 30s, actually.
It's so cool looking. What is that?
Keeping it together. It's called a Martin Coletti. I'm telling you all my secrets.
Oh.
It's a Martin Coletti. It's not a Martin, not to be confused with Martin. It's just this offshoot. I think they were manufactured in Czechoslovakia at the time, and it was just found in a pawn shop in Canada, actually, and given to me as a gift. So I'm very happy to have it.
That's great.
It's very light. I wonder if it'll ever just dissolve in my hands when I'm playing it. It's very fragile, but it feels so good. It just feels good, you know.
I saw on your fall tour dates, you're going to end up in Canada. First, though, you're heading to Europe. Are you excited about that?
Yeah. So I'm actually I'm going to Canada for Calgary Folk Fest.
Oh, nice.
So that's pretty much next on the books. And then we really get going in the fall. Yeah. So I am excited. I'm doing my own little headlining tour. That's kind of a first, and it's nerve-wracking but exciting, you know. Just kind of got to dive in.
I think I saw you do a post maybe on your Instagram, mm-hmm. and you were playing with a band, and you're like, I got to figure out what to do with my hands.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't usually have the luxury of, like, having free hands. But, I mean, I say it's a luxury, but you just got to figure out what to do with them. I usually am touring solo. I mean, I've had the pleasure of opening up for some fantastic bands for the last couple of years, and it's a pretty comforting situation to be in. You know, I travel really light. It's just me and my guitar, and I play, you know, for 30 minutes. No pressure, no big deal. So I'm kind of transitioning into playing with a full band and having the option to get off the guitar, and you know, but it's fun. It's like fun things to think about.
Yeah. We've been playing you for a couple years here on the radio
station. I know,
station.
Thank you. You guys are like one of my earliest supporters. I love that.
It was 2017. You dropped your debut self-titled record. And I don't know if you ever saw it or anyone brought it up, but one time Jason Isbell heard you
yes.
being played on the radio
yes.
station
yeah.
and like sent a tweet about it.
That was so cool. So I have a story about that. So we both played Newport Folk Festival, right? Which was I was in tears the whole time.
That's
just,
the festival.
I know, exactly. And I was just so honored to be there. I was like literally just crying left and right, just looking around me, just that I got to be there. And I saw Jason Isbell and I was like, well, do I approach him? Do I not approach him? I don't really want to bug him. And I finally, I just like hovered like a weirdo, you know, and then finally like mustered the courage to go up and be like, hey, I'm Bedouin. You tweeted about me once, you know, it's just so silly. But, so I met him really briefly. He was like, oh yeah, that's cool. I love your record. And then like on a whim introduced me to David Crosby, who was just, I was like, okay then. And,
wow.
Yeah, it was just kind of a strange moment. That was just the beautiful, beautifully strange moment.
That's great.
Yeah. So thank you guys for, you know, just triggering all that.
That's awesome. Well, we're happy to have you here. The new record, Bird Songs of a Killjoy, is in stores now. Congrats. Congrats
thank you so
much. On the new album. When I was reading about you, you have an incredibly interesting story, not just how you ended up in LA, but how you ended up here in the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you share your story with us?
Yeah, sure. So I was born in Syria, Aleppo, Syria. I was part of the Armenian diaspora there. But I was raised in Saudi Arabia, and kind of in Syria too. All of our extended family was there. And then, oddly enough, my family won the green card lottery, something that's probably not around anymore.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so we moved to the States, as you do, after winning that. And and my parents actually have been in Saudi Arabia. They moved back eventually. They've been there up until very recently. They retired in Armenia, which is what I am. So my heritage is Armenian, but it wasn't until very recently that I went there for the first time, because all of our family was in Syria, but due to the war, it's kind of come full circle. A lot of people have returned to Armenia. So, yeah, that's...
And what was that experience like, getting to go back?
To Armenia?
Yeah.
It was, you know, it's really interesting. You know, you'd think that it was like the motherland, and it was, it felt natural, but there's a lot of growing pains because a lot has changed since Armenians were there, like Western Armenians. Now there's two different dialects. So going back, there's a lot of growing pains, like getting acclimated to the different dialect, because it's really hard to understand. So even you think, you know, you're from Armenia, you could go and just fit right in. But it's there's a lot of cultural and linguistic differences.
Even more so than the difference between the South U.S. And the West Coast where you
well,
are.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, though, because I grew up in Saudi Arabia in a American compound. So it was mostly expats, and I went to an American school. So oddly enough, I don't speak Arabic. We learned Arabic like 1 year as a foreign language, even though we were like in Saudi Arabia. So in a lot of ways, I was more primed for a Western culture than I was for like an Armenia or from Armenia, you know, culture. So it was, there's a lot. It's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about ending up in Los Angeles? Tell us about your journey there.
Well, I went to, after high school, I basically used college as an excuse, like a crutch to travel. So I would just kind of go wherever I got scholarships and loans and grants and things like that while I figured out what I wanted to do, because I never in a million years would have thought that I could play music. I just didn't think that was realistic. I was a little bit like pragmatic as a kid. I was like, okay, well, I like to travel. I'll go to college. I'll go to like 8 different colleges, you know, so that's kind of what I did. But I ended up in a college that I studied sound design, because I thought, well, that's a good way to like, you know, monetize music, sound, whatever. So I studied sound for film and TV. And so the reason I went back to Los Angeles was, and I say back because I did do some school there, was to work in TV and film. So I was working as a dialogue editor, a sound effects editor, and I finally like worked my way in the union, started doing music editing with composers and working with composers, music supervisors, directors, all that stuff. That's what I was doing up until I got the record deal. Yeah, so not too long ago.
So if you used college to get to travel, now you can use your career as a musician to get to travel, right?
Yeah, there's no shortage of traveling. Not at all. Yeah.
Hence, and now you're getting to go into Canada and go into Europe.
Exactly.
Lots of fun.
I do have to pinch myself every once in a while, because as a kid, I dreamed of being a flight attendant so I could travel. I was just so, you know, I think it's weird, but leaving the country that I felt so connected to as a kid, I felt kind of detached in that way. And I thought, well, now if I can't be there, I'll just be everywhere. And so that's pretty much, I think that's why I have such an affinity for traveling. So, yeah.
We have Bedouin here in the Lightning 100 studio. She's out at Musician's Corner tonight. 7:55 p.m. is her scheduled time to take that stage. It's a free, family-friendly event at Centennial Park. Dogs are welcome. Kids are welcome. Beer lovers are welcome.
Dogs, kids.
Everything. Yeah. Old, young. just get out there. I'm bringing my family out there. We're going to have a good time. 5 to 9 p.m. Also, again, on Saturday, the grand finale finishes up Saturday. John Paul White, Caleb Elliott, The Prescriptions, and much more. You can look at it at Musicians Corner Nashville. .com, and they're about to kick off their September Sundown series. That'll be next Thursday, September 5th, the first of those. I thought we'd wrap up with playing a track from the record. What do you want to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tell us a little bit about this one, too.
Yeah, sure. Let's do Sunshine Sometimes. What can I tell you about it? I don't know. I'll let you guys hear it and decide for yourselves.
Let's listen. Yeah. It's Bedouin on Lightning 100.
Don't
Lightning 100 Bedouin, and one of the tracks you can find on Bird Songs of a Killjoy. Sunshine Sometimes. It's tonight. You don't want to miss her out at Musician's Corner out at Centennial Park. 7:55 p.m. She'll take the stage. Music starts at 5, goes till 9. Another great lineup out there. We're doing it again on Saturday. Grand finale of this season, noon to 6. And John Paul White, who is headlining tomorrow, is going to be on with Casey this afternoon, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. That's going to be great. We are going to come back with some local lightning from Emily Hackett. We've also got new music on the way from Death Cab for Cutie, ex-ambassadors, and of my